seems to have gone from the lead story every night to maybe sometimes even a BPAC story. We're talking about the oil spill and containment in the Gulf of Mexico. Joining us now with an update, and we sorely need it, is Bill Fuller, an AP correspondent. And Bill, you're where today exactly?
I'm in New Orleans.
Okay. You know, we were leading with this every newscast, and certainly we weren't the only ones. We had a 24-hour live feed watching that oil gush a mile below the ocean surface. And then, of course, Hurricane Alex hit, and then the camera shot was gone. They had choppy waters, and then containment booms had to be set aside. Crews had to be evacuated. Where do we stand now?
It's about the same, Lori. The winds and the seas have been running very, very high, and the containment boats and skimmers have not been able to work since right before Alex hit down in Mexico. But it looks like better weather may be setting in for later today and over the weekend, and the skimmers should be able to be back on the water, and hopefully they'll be able to return either later on this afternoon or tomorrow.
All right. What about the world's largest skimmer, that really huge vessel that's in port? Is that going to be operational, or is there still a delay?
There's still a delay. They've been trying to test it, but, of course, the high seas have prevented it from doing anything. It's called the A-Whale.
And all of the political bureaucratic stuff has already been, you know, that red tape has been cut. It's good to go or not?
At this point, it hasn't been able to be really tested very well because of the high seas. So once the seas calm down, they can get it out in the open water. It will be tested, and hopefully we should know something in the next couple of days whether the government's going to let it start scooping up water.
Okay, so we still don't have government approval. They want to test first. And
right.
And their concern was what? That it only picks up 90% of the oil and it spits out another 10 back into the ocean?
That's it. It goes through several processes. This ship is about the size of 3.5 football fields, and it has several tanks inside where it separates the oil from the water. But some of the oil does get back into the Gulf of Mexico. Not that much, but some. There's also some concern about turtles and other microorganisms that live on the live in the water too, that may be sucked up by the ship.
But be sucked up. We're seeing that hundreds of sea turtles in the area are already dead.
Yes, they've washed up on the shores far away as Mississippi, Alabama, and yes, they have died because of the oil spill.
And Bill, yesterday I was reading a disturbing story that they think there's, I'm not sure the number they pegged, but there are numerous oil wells that are leaking in the Gulf of Mexico, that this is not a singular event.
No, it's not. I can't remember the exact number, but it's in the thousands of abandoned wells out in the Gulf of Mexico. Some have been abandoned for 40 years, and the oil companies say they are safe, but, you know, they say the seals could at any point break on those sealed wells and cause gigantic problems. And there's always been some oil in the Gulf of Mexico from wells that are even being drilled because there is some seepage into the water.
All right. In terms of what is going on, is everything on hold because of the weather, or are some aspects of the cleanup and containment still going on?
Just the beach cleanup right now. The seas, again, have been just too high. I pulled up the forecast today, and this morning seas are running about 5 to 7. They're expected to drop to 3 to 4 feet this afternoon, and then they will calm down even more over the weekend down to 1 to 2 feet.
Thank you very much, Bill. Appreciate your
okay.
time.